So you graduate from high school, then what do you do?
I went to Northeastern in Tahlequah. I debated a lot where to go to school, but I decided to go there. I felt comfortable going there. I was kind of a mom and dad's girl. I didn't want to leave that far, you know, so mm-hmm. I went there, but I loved it. I enjoyed it so much.
So going to college mm-hmm. was just an automatic in the conversation
yes.
in your home, wasn't it?
Yes.
You didn't have any choice in that.
No, not really. Right. But yes.
So what did you, what was your degree in at North?
Well, back then it was a Bachelor of Science, but with business, and then they called it home economics. It's a whole different thing now. But
so then what was your training in? What were you?
Well, I took a lot of business courses, and then I took a lot of, it was weird back then. I mean, I took a lot of, it was kind of like home economics. It was really kind of interesting, but we learned fashion merchandising and different things like that. Yeah. Maybe into the dietetics field a little bit, but yeah.
Business-wise, what mm-hmm. you learned there would have been helpful to you?
A little bit of it, yes.
Later on?
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yes.
Did you have that in mind when you took those courses?
Mm-hmm. Maybe? I had kind of thought about that, and then when I got out of school, I went to work at a luggage store that was out of Dallas, and I became a manager. They were just opening up in Tulsa. So that kind of laid a foundation, too, of doing daily book work and being responsible for people and that type of thing.
All right. What was mm-hmm. the luggage store?
It was Bag and Baggage. It was a long time ago.
Where was that located?
It was at Fontana and then downtown at the Williams Center.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I worked there and worked my way up to managing those stores for like 3 years
okay.
before I opened my shop.
But you were thinking all along mm-hmm. that I'm going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't ready yet to do that.
Yeah.
That's why you went to work there.
Yeah. I was saving and thinking about it. And then in comes my uncle, Edward.
Mm-hmm. He comes in?
Because he said he asked me to come to work for him. So I did.
What was this?
At Ed Becerra's. He asked me to come to work there at his shop.
Ed Senior. We call him Haas.
Yeah, Haas. Asked me to come to work for him I would do the book work and things for him and then be a salesman on the floor. And then he knew I wanted a flower shop. So when he had a space open, he said, "Are you ready?" And so that's how it all came about.
How about that?
He was instrumental. And so he and my family, they co-signed at the bank for me to get a loan.
Oh, they did help you that way.
Uh-huh. That was my help. And that's how I got started. I borrowed $35,000.
To open that store? And what year was that?
And that was in 1983.
$35,000.
Uh-huh. And I paid it back in under 4 years, so.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. But that had to give him a lot of satisfaction to know that he got you started.
Uh-huh. He did. And, you know, he would always come on the first of the month and collect the rent. He would tell me, "Quick pay, make quick friend." That was my funny.
Quick payment, quick friend.
Yeah. So it was kind of. So that was a very big learning experience.
Yes,
you know,
and of course, Ed mm-hmm. became such a big personality in our town.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I learned a lot about salesmanship from him. He always said, when a person comes in the door, you greet them, "Hello, how are you?" You just always let them know you're there. You know, you make everyone feel welcome. He was much like my dad, where he thought everybody was the same.
Mm-hmm. I have great memories of Haas.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know why he called people Haas, don't you?
Why?
Because if he couldn't remember their name, he would just say Haas. They had this wall in the back of the shop where, in Ed Becerra's, where they had all these names. And I think when he couldn't remember a name and he called him Haas, and he'd kind of walk back there and kind of go over the names and he'd go, "Oh, yeah, that's who that is," you know. It's so funny.
And then he came back and used their name.
Yeah, I learned that was very interesting.
Right.
I learned a lot, but that was good.
I imagine his son, Ed, Junior learned a lot from him, and they were so completely different personalities.
Yeah, it was fun to watch them work together. They were interesting. They were cute. But yes, he was very instrumental in helping me.
There were other flower shops in town, and some well-known ones, too.
Yes.
And that didn't faze you. You figured, no, there's enough business for everybody, or what?
Yeah, I always thought, and that comes in from another person that was a very dear friend, Charles Vaudre. But he was always say, Tony, there's enough for everybody. You know, don't worry about the other person. Stay in your lane. And that was one of the best advice I've ever had, because I don't worry about everyone. I take care of my employees, and I do what I think is right, and we learn and do our creativity to help people. And there were a lot of shops, so I just stayed in my lane, but I was friends with everyone, and we used to have a good time. There were some great florists in town that I learned a lot from, and they were mentors also.
Oh, so you...
We were friends.
Friends with the other shores.
Like Mary Murray's and Gwen from DeHaven's and Carol at Aviva Flowers. I mean, we all would get together and have dinner and do things or do socially things together. So, you know, we had a nice knit community.
Even though they were in some ways competitors,
yes.
I suppose.
Yes.
But you still got along.
Yeah, we did. It was really fun. Things are different now, but I still stay in my lane.